If your travel plan has you on a day trip from Vancouver to Whistler and return, or if you're passing through Whistler on a larger itinerary to or from the BC interior or the Canadian Rockies, then you're going to love the amazing views along the sea-to-sky portion of Highway 99. Starting out in Vancouver, the tour will begin as we follow Georgia Street through Stanley Park and onto the Lionsgate Bridge. As we leave the signs of the city behind, we follow the shore of Howe Sound along a cliff-hugging scenic highway. Your gaze will constantly be wandering the islands on the Sound and the uninhabited forests and snow-draped mountains of the Tantalus Range across the waterway. Stops are recommended at the thundering Shannon Falls and also to enjoy the vertical rise of the granite monolith of Stuwamish Chief, a rock climber's mecca. After passing the midway town of Squamish, we leave the water and follow the valley towards the alpine resort destination of Whistler. Brandywine Falls is a beautiful photo stop before arriving in Whistler, where we can follow a short drive through Whistler Village and climb onto the Blackcomb Bench. For the return journey back to Vancouver, there's all new commentary, and we'll recount the most amazing moments of the 2010 Winter Olympics shared between Vancouver and Whistler. If you're only driving the sea to sky one way because you're continuing from Whistler to Kamloops, or if you're coming to Whistler from the Rockies or the interior areas of British Columbia, you will simply leave or join the tour in Whistler. Even driving just one leg is worthwhile and a scenically beautiful journey.